Well, I used to live in Easter Island, as I told you, in Polynesia, but also I used to live in Buenos Aires. I am from Chile. The country beside us is Argentina. And Buenos Aires is an amazing city. I really miss it. And when I was back there, I used to give a show, a tribute to Edith Piaf.
Olé.
You like Edith Piaf?
Yeah.
So I'm going to sing a song.
La fille de Joe est belle au coin de la rue là-bas. La fille de joie est belle au coin de la rue là-bas. Elle a une clientèle qui lui remplit son bar. Quand son boulot s'achève, il s'en va à son tour. Chercheront un peu de rêve dans en bas du faubourg. Son nom est un artiste, c'est un drôle de petit gars, un accordéoniste qui sait jouer la java. Elle écoute la java, mais elle ne le danse pas, elle ne regarde même pas la piste. Et ses yeux amoureux suivant le jeu nerveux, et les doigts c'est qu'elle onde l'artiste. C'est lui rend à la peau par là-bas, par là-haut, l'envie de chanter des physiques. Tout son être tendu, son soufflet suspendu, c'est une vraie tordue. Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui s'éperd sur sa bouche. Voilà les portraits sans retouche de l'homme en qui j'appartiens. Thank you.
Electrónica del show, porque ahora como se piensa poner como wild allá afuera, yo también me voy a poner wild. Esta canción se llama La Más Mirada. No me pregunten de qué se trata.
Thank you.
cambiare di strumento? Official merchandising of ukulele of Tortugas Ninja. Ninja Turtles. No, this is an instrument that it has been my great partner for a long time, and it's from Easter Island. And it's called ukulele, but it's not a ukulele as you know it, it's a ukulele from the kind that they use in Tahiti and in Cook Islands. And this one has the tape of a shape of a turtle, but they are not all like turtles. The next song is not inspired by Easter Island yet. We're going there, but we're still in Argentina here. This song is inspired by a poet, a great poet called Alejandra Pizarnik. Have you heard about Alejandra Pizarnik? She's an amazing poet from Argentina. And she has some verses that are the following. Solo la sed, ningún encuentro. Cuídate de mí, amor mío. Cuídate de la silenciosa en el desierto, de la viajera con su vaso vacío y de la sombra de su sombra. Ahora sí que volveré por ti.
Thank you.
estamos todos aquí. Ya, ahora sí nos vamos a ir a Isla de Pascua, a Rapa Nui. Now we're leaving, we're going to fly away to Easter Island, to Polynesian style. This song is called Los Celos and talks about jealousy. Jealousy is very bad for humankind. I used to sing it for my boyfriend. He was a native man from Easter Island, a Maori guy, you know, very wild. And and sometimes with words he didn't understand what I was saying, so I wrote songs for him to explain him what I was trying to tell.
Thank you.
Okay. Have you heard about Hokos? You know, the Maori make this war singing and dances before the, now they make it before the soccer matches, but they used to do it before war, you know. This one is a hoko that talks about painting the body with earth of colors. They have many colors, different colors, earth, like red, yellow, black, purple, orange, and they paint their bodies before war, or before a ceremony, or before anything important. You protect yourself with the color, and you connect with the universe, okay? And the next song is a song I wrote for the bird man. The Tangata Manu is a legend, a mythological man from Easter Island that is half man, half bird. And I'm in love with him, so I wrote a song to him, and I say, I am waiting for you. I also am wearing my feathers, and I'm whistling in the clouds, like, just like you. Come for me.
Oh,
Maururu.
Besos.
Maururu means thank you. Maururu significa gracias. En la lengua de Rapa Nui es la única palabra que les pido, por favor, que hoy día aprendan. Es una palabra muy hermosa para los polinesios, para muchas de las islas, para Tahiti, para muchas de ellas. La palabra maururu es una forma de decir gracias, pero también está muy conectada con la tierra, con el universo, con los elementos. Es una forma de estar dándole gracias a la vida. ¿Conocen la canción Gracias a la Vida de Violeta Parra? Bueno, yo no se las voy a cantar hoy día, pero soy chilena. Y ayer canté una canción muy bonita, la subí a mis redes sociales, la pueden ver si quieren. Una canción de Víctor Jara. ¿Conocen a Víctor Jara? Una canción que se llama Deja la Vida Volar. Ayer, en un día 16 de septiembre, in a day 16th of September, in 1973, just 5 or 4 days after the military bombs in Chile, Víctor Jara, our favorite artist, one of a kind, a brilliant man, was tortured, they smashed his hands, and he was assassinated in our country. And that is a pain that each Chilean and each artist has in their hearts, because you shouldn't ban freedom of speech, and you should always support the different people, the different ways of thinking. You cannot control anything. So this next song is dedicated to freedom, to our freedom, that I hope that we never have to be living something similar, never again. Yes. Actually, I will sing the song for you. Deja la vida volar, de Víctor Jara. Personal, así que no lo busquen. Busquen Juga Música, se equivocaron. So my name is Juga, and I If you want to be in contact, I can, we can talk afterwards. And I want to thank here, especially Balázs from Simplac Earth and all the Simplac Earth family. This is the second time that I'm playing here. It was like 3 years ago, first time, and they have made me feel like home. And this is a place that I feel as a home for people from all over the world. And that's the spirit that is very beautiful to cultivate here in Budapest and in all the world. So much to all of you for being here and listening. Thank you so much.